What would you with me, honest neighbour?
Marry, sir, I would have some confidence with you that discerns you nearly.
Your brief, I pray you, for you see it is a busy time with me.
Marry, this it is, sir.
In truth, it is, sir.
But what is it, my good friend?
Good man Burgess speaks a little off the matter, sir. An old man, his wits are not as blunt as, God help, I would desire they were, but, in faith, honest as the skin between his brows.
Yes, I thank God I'm as honest as any man living. That is an old man, and no honester than I.
Comparisons are odorous.
Palabras, neighbour Burgess.
Neighbours, you are tedious. It pleases your worship to say so. But we are the poor duke's officers, and truly for mine own part, if I were as tedious as a king, I could find it in my heart to bestow all of your worship.
All thy tediousness on me?
Hey, and it's worth £1,000 more than it is. For I had as good an exclamation of your worship as any man in the city. I'd be but a poor man. I'm glad to hear it.
And so am I.
I would fain know what you have to say, sir.
Aye, sir. Our watch tonight, except in your worship's presence, have taken a couple of as arrant knaves as any in Messina.
Good old man, sir, but he will be talking. As they say, when the age is in, the wit is out. God help us, 'tis a world to see. Well said, faith, neighbour Burgess. Well, God is a good man. And two men ride of a horse, one must ride behind. An honest soul, in faith, by my troth, has ever broke bread. But God is to be worshipped. All men are not alike. Alas, good neighbour.
Indeed, neighbour, he comes too short of you.
Gifts that God gives.
I must leave you.
One word, sir. Our watch, sir. Have indeed comprehended two auspicious persons, which we would have this morning examined before your worship.
Take the examination yourself. And bring it me. I'm now in great haste, as it may appear unto you.
It shall be suffragance.
Drink some wine, ere you go. Fare you well.
Why would they stay with you to give your daughter to her husband?
I'll wait upon them. I am ready.
Go, partner. Get you to Francis Seagull. Bid him bring his pen and inkhorn to the jail. Be hard to examination these men.
And we must do it wisely.
We will spare no wit, I warrant you. Ears that will drive some of them to a non-come. Only get the learned writer to set down our excommunication. Meet me at the jail.